your guy, Wiggy.
That is my guy.
Joe Mazzulla.
Got me on board. Listen, let me tell you something. The thing that I, and this is why I say Joe Mazzulla is a great coach, and Jones and Keith did this. Who said it? Mazzulla or a serial killer? Mazzulla is the type of coach that, honestly, he looks like in practice where he would be like, I'll fight you. Let's fight. Right now. We don't have. We might have an issue. Where, and then where, after the fight.
Do you think the guys fear him, though?
I think so.
Like, you do?
He's got crazy eyes. He's like, he's saying, like, we'll all be dead soon. So right. What's pressure? Yeah. He's the type of coach where if there's something going on, yeah. I can see Mazzulla going, all right. Let's fight it out. And then after the fight, he'll be like, let's hug it out.
He's
he'll be like, yo, this dude is crazy, but I love him.
Let's head to the dojo. Like I'm taking you to the dojo right now.
He's a black belt, so you don't
get it. You know who the Bucks should hire? Logan Paul.
No, I'm talking
about... He's always been weird, but because they've been so good, his ego's growing too, where he's like, F it.
Right.
This is who I am. I'm going to say whatever I want
to all
of you.
What do you mean weird? Like he's a deep thinker?
He's always been weird.
He's different. Just,
he's like a Huberman guy. Like the mouth taping, the meditation.
Yeah, he's different.
He probably needs to see sunlight before having caffeine. Like he definitely follows Huberman.
Yeah, he's definitely, and he's like a black belt in jujitsu. You don't think he's saying, hey, let's fight this thing out. This is what great warriors do. And then after we fight,
so why does every other team not have a jiu-jitsu guy leading their team?
We'll sit around a campfire and discuss our feelings.
Greg, why doesn't every team hire a military level gymnast?
They do. A lot of these teams hire these.
Yeah, J.J. Redick looks like a real jiu-jitsu guy.
When I was in Minnesota, we hired this.
As a head coach.
As a player. Well, some teams do it as a head coach, some don't. We hired this player guy
who's
like a former Marine, Navy SEAL, to kind of talk to us about those type of things.
So you're saying he ensures that this Celtics team is not soft.
Right.
He does. And then he ensures that guys buy into their role.
Right.
And he knows.
He tells Jason Tatum what his role should be.
Mazzulla killed the guy.
you don't think he sits
and
there?
He just falls in Jason Tatum.
Oh yeah,
falls
that really
right
got out of hand.
You don't think Mazzulla says, "Hey Jason, here's what we need from you. This is what." And I think Jason even said Mazzulla talking to him.
Yeah.
Going into last season when they won the chip.
And it's because it worked. Now they can all buy in without any second thoughts. I also think Mego bringing up the fact that they've all played together for so long is an important point, because if you listen to Jason and Jalen last night specifically talking about the fact that they've been playing together for, what is it, 9 years?
Yeah, it's been a while.
And then the fact that Al Horford's been in the league for even more.
8 years. This is his... I think this is Jason Tatum's 8th.
Yeah, 7 okay. or 8.
So, but
yes.
They've been together for such a big chunk of time, and then add Al Horford into that as well. Mm-hmm. They all know each other so well.
Yeah,
so,
there is a lot of chemistry there. But credit to Mazzulla. They played together for a long time with other coaches, and those other coaches couldn't unlock that. And his style is unique. His style is different, and you call it weird, whatever it is. But players...
I mean weird with all the respect in the world.
But as a former player, there are certain guys that you go like, yo, this dude's crazy, but I love what he's doing.
Yep.
And I love playing for him. Mm. And Mazzulla's that guy, so... Hey, listen, I know you guys are saying Spoelstra, but other than, coaching down in Miami.
You guys, the 30 GMs in the league.
30 GMs, what's that mean? Who are these 30 GMs that
I'm
hearing from?
People with higher coaches.
Yeah, but who am I hearing from?
The 30
Some
NBA
of the GMs.
GMs.
Listen, we have a GM here in Elliott Wolf. If he put a ranking together, would you buy what he was saying?
Who would you say is a deeper thinker? Joe Mazzulla or Aaron Rodgers?
The power of belief is, is a snowball that can start an avalanche.
Ooh, yeah. That's a hard one.
Mm.
I think Aaron Rodgers.
I think Aaron Rodgers.
Like, I don't think Joe Mazzulla would necessarily do the darkness retreat. He probably has a line somewhere.
No, I think Mazzulla would do that.
Mm.
I think Mazzulla's doing, he's doing all types of unique stuff.
I know.
And so I could see him doing darkness retreat all day long. I could see him hiking in the woods and saying,
"You're doing darkness retreat all day."
Yeah, all day long.
You knew what he meant. You know what he meant?
What are you doing?
He means all night long.
Well, not all day.
Well, yeah, you stay during the day. Yeah, right.
You're in like a steel box.
The sun doesn't stand a chance next to Missoula.
I don't know if you ever heard of this, Curtis. There are rooms where you can go in that are completely shut out to the sun.
I love
in the daytime.
I love
I can see Missoula going.
Most of them are on Route 1.
Yes, the private room. Going into the woods saying, we're going to stay here for like 2 weeks.
Nah, this is Kyle from Lowell. What's up, Kyle?
What's going on?
What's up?
Once again, Curtis, absolutely wrong talking basketball. Who did Dwayne Wade? He won the first championship. Was it with Spoelstra, Curtis? No, Pat Riley. So he assembled a team.
With a correct record that was not stated at all.
On the roster. Who did he win the first championship with the Heat as his coach?
What?
Pat Riley was.
What does that have to do with the price of tea in China?
Because you are way overrating Eric Spoelstra to just like completely deny
that. I didn't even mention his name today. Mego brought it up when she was asked about who's a better coach.
You brought it up also. Mego couldn't even think of three coaches' names when Wiggy asked her. She turned into word salad all of a sudden.
Okay,
either
she
way,
said Joe Mazzulla. That was her reaction to the question.
Done on this station. You were ready to dismantle the team. Get Mazzulla.
No, that was Wiggy who wanted fired. That was not me.
No, you wanted to dismantle the team. And I love Greg, but he also wanted to ship him out of town.
I
so
did. I have issued multiple apologies. Though, I issued one in written form.
And I appreciate that. Curtis will still refuse to apologize. He better
apologize?
Hope he doesn't
apologize. How old are you, Kyle?
Curtis is coming to you, brother.
What?
Just apologize and say you were dead wrong.
I did the day after Mazzulla they won. Let's go get the open. Literally,
you
the next morning. Kyle, you ask a question and then you keep talking.
2022.
The next morning, I sat here. I even got a text from our good friend from Whalers because he's a big Mazzulla guy. And I said, I was wrong. It's okay. I'm wrong often. I was wrong when I was born. It was a mistake. But, you know, to say that now Mazzulla's the best coach in basketball is just not
true. Give me three.
Here we go. This all day.
I say give me coaches that are better, and everybody goes to Spoelstra. What has Spoelstra done? What makes Spoelstra a better coach?
I've answered this 60 times. You just don't understand it.
No.
You could argue that with basic – he took a team to the finals that basically was just Jimmy Butler.
When they go to the finals?
3 years ago? Was it 3 years ago? 4 years ago?
No, they beat Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah, they
go to the finals.
Was that two years ago?
Yes. That's when Tatum completely wrecked his ankle in the first 5 minutes of the game.
Of what game, Wiggy?
Game 7.
And the Celtics were down what in that
series? No, they and guess what? They came back.
And who came into the locker room after game 3 to tell them what to do? Was it the coach or the owner?
No, it was Wick.
Oh, it was
Wick
that doesn't
said,
seem like
no,
a real
I think
leader
Wick
right
came in there and said, hey, here's what's going on.
Right.
You lost your best player.
Greg, was Wick coaching from the sideline during that series?
Yes. No, but I think Mazzulla. I think Mazzulla was, but that was Mazzulla's like, and Courtney, and I give you credit for this, I didn't agree with it at the time, but that was like Mazzulla basically getting thrown in last minute.
I mean, Spoelstra took a less talented team past a Mazzulla coached team. That's a fact.
Yeah, how was it less talented? Hold on. Did everybody tell me Jimmy Butler was 10 times better than Jason Tatum?
This is the straw man. I never said that.
No, it's not the straw man.
Didn't everybody? No, I never said that.
I'm looking back at it right now, too. Like, Caleb Martin went off in that series. Bam Adebayo had a pretty good series.
I would say it's the coach's fault that Caleb Martin went off.
Was the conversation at that time that Jimmy Butler was better than Jason Tatum?
It may have been.
Yeah. What was the preseason?
Sudden,
what were the odds that
that was a better team?
It was. It was a better team. You don't believe that Miami Heat was a better team than the Celtics?
Yeah, the Miami Heat was.
No, you don't believe that the Celtics were a more talented team than the Miami Heat?
I think they had more talent than the Celtics.
Spoelstra took a less talented team.
But it wasn't there was that.
But what year of coaching was that for Spoelstra?
That was probably
15.
Exactly.
Keep moving the goalposts around.
No.
But then Mazzulla gets thrown in last second going into that season, has a pretty good season, and loses in the conference finals. Like,
I think the season ended in June. He was hired in October.
Okay, but it was still his first season. Aren't we giving all types of ways out for Jerod Mayo this season because he's a first year head coach?
Yeah.
Like, I just think comparing Spoelstra that season to Mazzulla in his first year coaching ever, when he won a championship in his second year coaching, is kind of crazy.
So here's what happens, Courtney, and it's not you. It's we say that Mazzulla isn't the best coach in basketball. Wiggy then says, tell me someone who is.
He's not.
Never mind. Right. That's it. He's the discussion. We're not going to finish this. It's worthless. God bless America.
Well, no, but you're saying stuff with no facts behind it. You just say he's a better coach because he took a team that was very good in the Miami Heat and beat the Celtics when Jason Tatum got hurt in the first 5 minutes of the game.
Game seven after going down 3-0. That is such a specious argument. God.
That year, where did the Miami Heat finish?
You asking me a question?
Yeah, I'm asking you
a
question.
They went to the NBA Finals.
Where did they finish during the season?
I believe they were
first,
the one
second,
seed.
Third. Yes. So for you to say...
Let me ask, on behalf of Curtis, if I could, ask you a question. What seed were the Miami Heat that year in the playoffs? I think they were the 8th seed. So.
No, I think that was the bubble year. The year that they lost, and I'm looking right at it, 2022-2023, the Miami Heat...
Play-in game.
Huh?
Play-in game.
Yes.
Play-in game.
Yes.
Yes.
So he ended up taking that team to the finals. That is an extraordinary...
But that team wasn't that bad. Okay. All right, let me look at that team that year. Let me look at the team that year. Where'd they finish?
You know
they
what?
44-38.
You should have said that, though.
No,
they weren't that bad.
They weren't that bad. I was trying to look at it.
They had to win a playoff game just to get in the playoffs.
They were the 7th seed. They were the 7th seed. They weren't the 8th seed. They were 7th seed.
Okay.
And they weren't that bad of a team.
I've enjoyed this.
Do you see where we end up? First, they're more talented, and then not that bad.
No, they weren't.
All right,
Listen,
we're going to be way behind.
Like the argument.
We will take a quick break.
I deal in facts, Greg.
I understand.
Yep. Can't wait to hear one.
We will be back to say farewell next.